Jr.
I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Palestinian health officials said an Israeli raid Thursday in the occupied West Bank killed at least three people. The operation included airstrikes in the area of the Nur Shams refugee camp. The Israeli military said it was targeting terrorist infrastructure and that it killed a Hamas militant who was involved in planning attacks. At a U.S. State Department briefing late Wednesday, spokesman Matthew Miller said senior White House officials Brett McGurk and Amos Hochstein were scheduled to be in Israel Thursday to discuss a wide range of issues, including ceasefire agreements in Gaza and Lebanon.
Some of the things that they are going to discuss is how we can find a diplomatic resolution that fully implements a UN Security Council Resolution 1701, something that we have not seen over the past few years.
The 2006 Resolution 1701 was aimed at ending hostilities between Hezbollah and Israel and included creating a buffer zone between southern Lebanon and northern Israel. The governor of northeastern Ukraine's Kharkiv region said Thursday one person was dead and 29 others injured after a Russian missile strike on a residential building. Oleh Siniobov said on his Telegram account the person killed in the late Wednesday attack was 11 years old. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Russian attack hit a nine-story building, and he reiterated his calls for more help in defending Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Wednesday that North Korean troops wearing Russian uniforms and carrying Russian equipment are moving to the Kursk region near Ukraine. Following meetings with his South Korean counterpart, Kim Jong-un, at the Pentagon, Austin called the deployment a dangerous and destabilizing escalation.
The evidence now suggests that North Korea has sent around 10,000 soldiers to train in eastern Russia. And I am increasingly concerned that the Kremlin plans to use these North Korean soldiers to support Russia's combat operations in Russia's Kursk region near the border with Ukraine.
South Korea's Defense Minister Kim said he believes the deployment could further heighten tensions between North and